This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we work our way through Romans chapter 7 and consider what Paul has to say about some practical dynamics, we will no doubt identify with some of them. As Paul talks about his own experience in verses 14 through 24, one thing becomes clear. It's in the form of an insight word, the word I. That word is found in these verses 25 times in the New International Version. Read this portion over, emphasizing the word I whenever you come to it. Listen, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good," etc. That gives you a flavor of what I mean. When a word is repeated that often in a given portion of Scripture, it provides insight into that portion. Paul struggled with sin because there is a law at work within his life, the law of sin. What is the law of sin? Essentially, it is self-asserting itself and tripping up our best desires and efforts at doing what is right and not doing what is wrong. It is praiseworthy that Paul wanted to be good, but if you try to be good by your own determination or power, you will fail. That is true for those who try to live a good life without trusting in Jesus Christ for salvation. It is also true for those who try to live a good life after becoming Christians. The root of the problem is self, self-effort, or depending on self. You might succeed in your own eyes for a spell, but it won't last. And when you fail, you'll be discouraged and defeated, much like Paul felt in this chapter.